Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there. I'm doing the best I can, as fast as I can, as usual. How about yourself?
Moving along. It's season and things are moving along.
Nice. I love that for you. Oh, yeah. Rock and roll, girl.
We're finally getting some decent weather down here, you know. We haven't had much good weather this year.
I've been hearing a lot of people down in Florida complaining about that, and I don't blame them because it's just unusual, you know.
It is highly unusual. But at least things are drying out now, so it's a good thing.
We're getting rain, and more rain, but at least it's not snow. At least with the rain, I don't have to shovel it.
Snow's something else.
Thankful for the little things, right?
It's February, and you're not shoveling snow. That's a good thing. That's a blessing.
Yeah, well, you never know. We might get hit in a week or two. We don't know yet, but for right now, it's mostly rain we're getting and fog, and that's okay. And we haven't had really severe flooding. We've had a little bit of it, but it's actually been fairly kind, I want to say. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Yes. So you made it through the new moon, did you?
Oh, that was an interesting day to drive. Very interesting day to drive.
Really? Why? What happened?
Oh, people were either fast or slow or doing one crazy thing or another. I found it fascinating.
Well, I picked up on the energy and decided I was going to go and do a couple things. I said, no, something's telling me not to. Okay, now, as you know, I am not even 5 minutes from the firehouse. I'm not even 5 minutes from the police station. Okay. So I come in here, I settle down with the cats, and I have to tell you, we were hearing sirens all over the place for a couple of hours. And there was no weather reason. There was no weather reason that should have happened, okay? So I'm just glad I wasn't on the road.
I agree. Hey, that was a smart thing. If I hadn't had to work, I wouldn't have been on the road. It was a little wacky.
Well, I was working, but I was just working remotely. I didn't have to really go out. I was going to go out and just run a couple of errands real quick, and I decided not to. So,
But
it's all good. Like I said, you know, at least you arrived home safe and sound, and that's the most important thing, huh?
Hey, I know how to play dodgeball. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I just don't play chicken
driver
anymore.
You and I in our little cars, we just kind of move through the crazy.
That's right. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Like when I hit the gas pedal on this car, you are in flight, man. Are you serious? It's like you are in a friggin' jet. She's crazy good. But I have been driving the other car, which has all-wheel drive, which is very nice. When the roads are slick, it does a whole slowdown thing for you. She's really sweet, my new car. I really like her. She's a Subaru. Yeah.
That's a good one.
And she's nice. She's sweet. And she's a comfortable ride, too. Very much so.
That's a good thing.
Super Bowl Sunday. Who are you rooting for?
Yes. The winning team.
I like that. Cute. You are such a Libra.
Absolutely. You thought you'd get a prejudice there. No. It's all good. Whoever wins is going to be great. You know?
I just root for a great game, you know, and each person to do their personal best. They've been training for this. You know what I mean? I just hope, even if they have a moment of victory, whether they win or lose, if they have those moments of victory, I'm happy for them. That's it.
I'm with you. Hey, it's all about the goodness of life and living the dream. And they're living their dream. And that's a great thing.
Yeah. And if you think about living your life play by play, what would you come up with?
What would your dream be is the question. That's a good time for it with the Pisces moon conjunct Neptune. Dream big. What would your dream be? That's a good thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Aquarian energies that are building up, Mars is getting ready to roll in there too in a couple of days. And Venus will be right behind it. So we're going to have we're going to have an Aquarian parade next week.
Yes, we are. Things are moving. Things are shifting each day. I think they're like a day apart is all.
Yeah. There's a lot of enlightenment and spirituality in the cycle. There really is. And I'm really enjoying it. And I think I'm going to enjoy it even more as we start to move forward. I'm loving that. We have a whole bunch of people on hold. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, continue. I said we have a whole bunch of people on hold. I didn't want
to. I don't want to interrupt you, but, you know, this is a great time, really, to have that higher vibration level, to think of the higher picture, not to get caught up in the mundane and in the drama of the situation. It's about looking at the greater being of everything right now. And that's the thing I like about all this Aquarian energy, is you can see that full and living picture if you want to see it. And it's not about being drawn into all the little details of it and all the little tits and tats for that. It's about looking at the whole picture. And it's about basics of right and wrong. What is right in your life and what is wrong in your life? Live that dream. Have your dream right in your life. And that's what I think this is all about with all this Aquarian energy that's coming up and the little Piscean energy that's there.
Well, you know, I don't really disagree with you, but I wanted to give you another concept about this, okay? And that is, I see about it not as looking at the big picture, but at looking each in the picture. And I'm going to give you a little example. Okay. So it's been nice enough, the temperature, even though it's raining, to sit on my back porch. And so this little squirrel comes up. He's looking right at me, looking me right in the eye. And I go, well, who are you? You know? Now, even if there were three squirrels out there, I would want to ask each one of them, who are you? You know what I mean? Because the Aquarian energy to me is about the uniqueness of our individuality and everyone that we present with, okay? And that's what I'm liking about it, knowing that they are all part of the picture, okay? But it's like many jewels, okay, in a Capricorn, and how each one has its own unique meaning, but together they create something beautiful. You know?
Absolutely.
And,
I agree with that. It is about, you know, again here, singing your own song, resonating to your own truth, and really raising your level to that. This is a time where everybody should go, this is who I am, this is what I am, and this is where I'm going with my life. And if you don't know where you're going with your life, figure it out, because you can see it during this period of time and envision it, was all I was trying to say with that.
Yes,
so
and also,
I agree with you.
If you can't find your tribe, why don't you just go ahead and create one?
Absolutely. Start singing your song and people will follow along.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Do the dance.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a caller.
Okay.
Air code 646, you are on the air.
Hi, good evening. This is Priscilla. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Priscilla.
Hi, Priscilla.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I have a very important question regarding when to list my condo. I'm going to try again, and you know I've been at it for a while, and I don't think I actually timed it the last couple of times I put it on the market. This time I want to really time it so that it sells, I'm hopeful because it's going to be around springtime. And so, and by the way, the new moon was in my fourth house on Friday, so I'm hopeful that it's, auspicious and going to bring me a deal and finally move on to my next chapter. So I would love your guidance, because I think Venus is supposed to also move in the fourth house.
And Mars.
And yeah, so if you could let me know.
And the hardest thing about this is that Saturn has really been the repressor here. And it's getting ready to leave here, okay? It's getting ready to leave that fourth house of the home. And in about, I want to say 10 days,
10 days,
somewhere around there.
Can we confirm that? Because I really want to time this so that I get a sale, ladies. You know what everyone says, like to initiate something and during a good phase and all of that. So I don't want to do it wrong this time.
And what you're looking at is Saturn. That's the reason why I'm putting a little bit of temperance on this when Mars gets in there and when Venus gets in there. Is because Saturn needs to get out of there to really push this away. Okay.
So
I'm still saying temperance and patience. I'm saying that in a few weeks here, it's going to turn in your favor very well. And here's when you can actually list it and get rid of it. Does that make sense to you? What do you think, Effie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Priscilla, are you September 6th?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you live
in
New York now? Yes.
Correct.
Because she's looking at your natal, and I'm looking at your relocate. I want to tell you, I wish you'd put it on the market on the new moon. Yeah, because you're part of fortune in New York, is at 23 degrees from Aquarius in the ninth house of liberation. And the sun is sitting passing over it tomorrow, all right? And I agree with her about Saturn, but Saturn is close enough to your Saturn return that it's there. And then there's some nice trines to your Mars and Scorpio. And this thing that you're trying to sell now was initially an investment for you that should be paying off. Okay? All the planets are direct this month and in March. There's no retrogrades. Okay? And so it would have been okay to do it that soon. But that doesn't mean, again, like it's going to close immediately and all that stuff. But sometimes when you make the launch, that can be important. The other amazing thing in your fourth house of home in New York, your Virgo planets are all in the fourth house of home, okay? And Uranus went direct on the 27th of January. It's in trine to your Sun, Uranus, and Pluto in your fourth house of home right now. Now, you can wait until Jupiter goes to that space, but that's a couple months away. Uranus is full of surprises.
Okay.
So you could just get a very sudden hit on somebody that wants to move into that neighborhood or the habitation or the lifestyle that the condo contains. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay. It does. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm thinking that you don't have to wait to put it on the market. I mean, I would rather have you do it when everything's direct because it opens all the doors and windows of the divine to answer your prayer. How's that?
That sounds great. And when is Venus joining the fourth house for me? That would be a question for Jacqueline, I guess, because she's looking at my natal, or I don't know who can answer that.
Yes, that would be a question for Jacqueline, because in your New York chart, it's in your eighth house right now. So it's not.
Oh,
not
that's
even,
also
yeah.
good.
But ask her. Yeah.
Okay.
And it needs to go, that's approximately 2 weeks. We're looking at that 2 week mark again, and it'll be in there.
2 weeks.
With
I see.
That's what I say. I don't have my ephemeris right in front of me looking at that exact minute of when it turns or that exact degree when it returns. But it's moving pretty quickly. So, mm-hmm. Again, here, we're looking at no more than 2 weeks.
I have it right on my screen here. I'll look at it for you, Priscilla. Give me a second.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's 6 degrees is what I'm looking at, 6 degrees. And I'm looking at
708. I've got 708 Aquarius on a fourth house cusp. Let me see here. Okay,
that's
so too.
That's interesting. But after that,
that's
July,
on the 22nd. That's on the 22nd of February. It's coming right up.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It said 2 week mark.
Would that be a good day?
12 days.
Will that be a good day to launch? Like,
I said do it now is what I'm trying to say.
You're saying do it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. I'm with you, girl.
Let's go.
I have to get pictures taken, and the guy's coming to take pictures next Thursday. I think that's the 15th. Yeah,
moving.
So
okay,
I gotta
wait
for the pictures to be done, and it'll probably take a day, I guess. So figure that'll be around.
And you
the
have 16th. To remember, mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have to remember that even though we're looking at different pictures for you, we're both coming mm-hmm. up with. Again, this month is really good because all the planets are direct, and so is March. So even the mm-hmm. showings that are going on after you get the pictures up could go extremely mm-hmm. well. Because a lot of times you need mm-hmm. to get a lot of bites before people want to actually get the meal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, Jacqueline, I'm on the same page as far as the timing for you, babe.
Just go. Whenever I get the pictures, I should be ready to launch is what you're saying. It doesn't matter the date, okay?
Absolutely. Again, here, you're in the zone right now. You're in that bracket, however mm-hmm. you want to call that, mm-hmm. to where this is time. So I say mm-hmm. start moving directly forward, and whenever it lands, make it land. I will suggest mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. because, when you want to sign a document that's public, mm-hmm. and get more recognition, I say mm-hmm. – with businesses too. I tell them to open their business the first day at 11 o'clock because of where the sun is placed on the sun will shine the brightest during that period of time. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you want something to do with signing a document, sign it at 11 o'clock between 11 and 12. And the sun will be shining the brightest in the sky at that point in time, so it will give it a lot of recognition. That's another thing you could do.
I see. Okay. When I'm ready to, that would be fantastic. I just want an offer, and yeah, once I get that in, I will keep that in mind to sign between 11 and 12. Oh, so you're not so concerned about Saturn then, so just go ahead. As soon as I get the pictures, put it up. Yeah.
Again, you might not get an offer for 2 weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're doing the work now that you need to do to really get that recognition, is what I'm trying to say.
Trekking through Pisces and passing over Saturn mm-hmm. after the 20th of this month. Okay, and we're looking at the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So again, we're seeing mm-hmm. all that Pisces energy coming in, where your condo mm-hmm. could be somebody else's dream come true, babe. Yep.
Oh man. Oh, finally. I hope so. I hope so. I hope so. I just want to call with good news, ladies.
We're
going to
look forward
for
to that, but you know what? Every day you're getting closer to the goal. It's okay, sweetheart. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I know. Divine timing. Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you have a sweet night.
Good night. Thank you. You too.
She's so sweet. She's so excited. You get so close to the goal and stuff, you can almost taste it. It's just like so taunting, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be. I can tell you that. It's tough. Waiting for the right timing is tough.
Yes. Oh. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Air code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's been a while since I spoke to you. How are you? I guess Christmas has passed. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. it's been a while, so I'm delighted. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Patricia. Good to hear from you.
Hi. Thank you.
Now, are you June 22nd?
No, I'm 2-6.
Okay.
Gotcha. Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes.
Gotcha.
My question is, hold on, a couple of questions. I don't know how to. I have one that is legal, and now we've brought in the Bar Association. And then the other one is legal where me and my sister are seeking guardianship for our 75-year-old uncle. I guess whichever source feels is most important. Certainly my uncle is of importance. Also, how things turn out after the Bar Association chimes in on what's going on in that legal matter. Any insight on either one?
What city were you in on your birthday this year, just a few days ago?
I'm still here in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Interesting.
And you were born, at 6 p.m.?
It's 7:30 p.m. Or I don't know.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's between. Yeah, it may be between. I think I was either the 6:30 p.m. or the 7:30 p.m. I know it factors in majorly, but it's between the one or two. I've always
okay,
been
because 7:30. It does change the way the houses unroll for us. If you can get an exact time next time you call in, I would recommend it because from our last call, you can tell we're looking for certain planets to enter different houses, and those houses are contingent on your birth time exactly. Okay? So if you can get it for
okay.
next time, we'll do it. But right now, let's just go with the 6:30. Let's go with what we got and
okay.
see what we can help
yep.
you with. Okay?
Yep.
All right. We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Thank you. Thank you. Because
you're a new moon baby anyway, and we just had the new moon, okay, in your sign, honey. This is cool.
Yes.
yes. She's looking at your solar return to see what's unfolding this year because anything surrounding legacy takes about a year to process and deliver anyway. So she's going to take a look at that because that's her. She is so amazing at solar returns. It's just spectacular. I am seeing
thank
the stresses
you.
In your chart. I am seeing the squares that are showing up right now because you have, you know, you have your sun, your moon, and your Mercury in Aquarius, but you've got a lot of Capricorn. You're a very responsible lady, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. And you don't mind taking on the burden and the responsibility, but you do benefit from the cooperation of others.
Absolutely. When they're cooperating is the key word.
mm-hmm. That's the key word. And anyway.
Okay. This is a process, not an event, is what I'm going to say about this, Patricia.
Okay.
You have both Uranus and Jupiter transiting through your ninth house of litigation, okay?
Oh.
It's a kiss and a slap is what it is. I'm going to tell you that, okay?
okay.
This is, well, there's squares to your sun and things like this going on with it, so there's in conjunction, so we have some... We have some issues, okay? So I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. But what I am going to say is that it is to your benefit. And don't ever think that things are going in one direction and can't change. You have
mm-hmm.
a great visionary skill. You can jump ahead and go, no, this is the end result. This is what we're going. This is the goal. And this is the direction we're going in. I don't care what's in my way at this point in time, but this is the direction it's going in. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because this year in your solar return, which is great, okay, I believe you have your moon. You may not, depending on that 6:30, 7:30 thing. because it is conjunct. Well, I'd still have to say it's 12 degrees, so I still have to say it's in your first house. In your solar return, you have your moon, your Venus, your Mars, Pluto, and Mercury, and the Arabic part of fortune, all in your first house. You have a big first house this year. What that is, what's coming at you, okay? And now you've got a tremendous amount of power to be able to handle what's coming at you. Now, it's a Capricorn ascendant, so this is a foundational thing. And there are, because of Pluto being in there, this is a foundational shift in your life. But I go, it is a marathon. It's not a sprint, because this is a foundational shift, but you're going to be dealing with this for a period of time. This year is just part of the evolution of your life. You're making a major transformation and change. And the key factor here and the trick that I really want you to understand, because the trine to your midhaven in your solar return this year is your sun in your second house. And it's all about staying true to your personal values and beliefs and what you believe in. That is where you need to stay. And you will get through this litigation. You will get through the circumstances as long as you keep heading in that direction and believing in it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Excellent.
Sorry.
And what was the other question? What was the first question?
Oh, it was just, the litigation part of it. But it's just the outcome, a good outcome, since I've moved to involve the Bar Association around my claim. You know, it started out as it still is a homeowner claim. When damaged, it's been going on for a couple of years, but this attorney just decided to do her own thing here. You know, it's just almost like disregarding. I hired you, remember? So I kind of had to include them on some things that I thought was ethically not right that she was doing. And so that was the first question. And then the second is, you know, are we, my sister and I, you know, will we gain guardianship over our 75-year-old uncle, the second?
Right. Well, again, both of these things are about, again, acquisition and winning and going through due process. So, but I think you've got this.
Thank you.
I know it's
you.
Just going to take some time to come to fruition. And, again, keep your flag high, you know. Be the voice of reason in a world gone mad and, you know, just say, okay, next. That's it. I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And I know it seems like when we were all talking about this with our last caller too, sometimes time has to go by in order for everything to come to fruition to its personal best. And you don't have any retrograde plans right now, so there's going to be progress this month and next month for you. That's going to be good. It's going to give you that feeling of encouragement, and that's going to help you, again, to get through. And you're going to understand who are the players and what are their agendas, what's their inner desire as well. And that's going to be a wealth of information for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Yes, it has been it's been battling. We've been battling on both. And I'm the only one out of the family is pretty much head over both situations, because, of course, the first, which is my home, is I would, of course, be, you know, the front and the leader in that fight. Certainly with my uncle, there is other family members, but I am the one that pretty much that said, hey, it's time, you know, we need to do this. And my thought is, you know, it has been from the beginning victory, no matter what. You know, I am human, and the human ego does kick in, and you start to question, but then I come right back and reinforce the victory And that's where I remain no matter what it appears to be at this point. Victory is ultimately where we would all, my family and I, and of course my home, is that's where I will end with this, victorious. So thank you very much, ladies. You've just kind of confirmed that. Beautiful messages. I say angels, that's what I call them, you know, the angels that bring in the beautiful messages. So thank you so much. And
you're so sweet.
A pleasure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Keep us posted. Okay.
God bless. I sure will. I'll let you know. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Thank
sweet
you,
night.
Jacqueline. Good night.
Good night. Wow. A lot going on.
Yep. Did you expect anything less at this time? Okay.
No.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, ladies. It's Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Well, happy Super Bowl Sunday.
thank you.
You know, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, I'm just, you know, interview, and nothing. You know, I guess that one job, it only lasted a week, and I'm just kind of, my confidence level is just, you know. And just wanted to know, anything good soon?
You're 12:26?
Yes. I can't believe it's like almost two months since my birthday, and, you know, it's just, when did I work? I worked that first, I worked in January, and that's it.
Wow. You're located in West Palm Beach now, or Boca?
Delray.
Oh, Delray. It was somewhere around that area. Thank you so much, honey.
No,
you know, life is changing, okay? And here again, I am going to tell you to keep being optimistic. Mars is getting ready to transition into Aquarius, and it's conjunct Pluto, and it's in your second house. Venus is getting ready to go into that second house, and each one of these is going to pass over your Mars. The Sun has, but Mercury has not. I would not be surprised if within the next week to 10 days, you get some good news that you're waiting to hear. That really is enthusiastic.
Yep, I see it too. I see it too.
Yeah, okay. I keep in touch with this guy from my last job. I'm not attracted to him at all. But, you know, he's been looking, and he said if he found something, he would let me know. He went on an interview, and they, you know, well, they said they'd call him, and they'd let me know. But, you know, the rejection, he was at a job like me, like I was, and he was there for a week, and then they let him go, and he was really good at the other jobs that we were at. So, you know what I'm saying? The confidence level just goes... Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's just the confidence level.
Well, and maybe it's not the right fit for you. And that's what you keep looking at, is it the right fit? Because it doesn't sound like it was the right fit for you, okay? And you're just looking for anything. And I say, look for the right fit.
I went for a job interview for last week, and I couldn't believe it. The guy didn't tell me it's only part-time, four hours a day for 13 an hour. I mean, how could you live off of 13 an hour for 20 hours a week?
Right? Oh, my goodness, girl. I don't blame you for being frustrated. Holy moly.
the ad didn't say that, and I felt like saying something to him, but I couldn't. I was just like, you got to be kidding. I just, I didn't want to be rude, but I felt like, why did I bother? You know, I don't want to drive far for an interview, but, you know, because, you know, it costs money and gas and all this stuff. And, oh, gosh.
Right.
You understand. It's just, it's terrible.
But you have a lot of activity coming into your second house, and your value system. And then again, you know, you could be an employer's dream, but they have to realize that you are. See, that's part of the problem. And remember, when you go to an interview, you're interviewing them too. Make sure you ask these questions, okay? Because you did not ask those questions, or he would have had to answer them. How many hours am I looking at? What's my base pay going to be? Is there room for advancement? When you go for a job, you know, you are interviewing them too. You're going to spend 40 hours out of your week with them. You do want to make sure, as Jacqueline pointed out so beautifully, that it's a fit, okay? Because you're more apt to be appreciated by those you work with, and you're more apt to feel happy within yourself. Why would you not do it that way? Okay? So remember this. It's important for you. You have a little bit of a self-esteem issue just because of the rocky road you've been on, and I so understand, hon, but pick yourself up, dust yourself up, and go there with confidence and ask the right questions too, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can do it very kindly. You can do it very professionally. And I think it's appropriate, especially in this day and age. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he just advertised and I answered his ad, you know, I responded, and he said, come in for an interview. So when I went in there, it's like then he told me what the job was about. I couldn't believe that pay for part-time. And then he was like, does that sound okay to you? And I couldn't say no. I didn't want to be rude, but I felt like I should have, you know. I didn't want to say who could live off of I just wanted to say it, but I didn't want to be rude, you know what I mean?
Because
I'm looking
short.
For full-time.
Tell them that that's not enough to meet my obligations, but I appreciate you inviting me for the interview, and walk out the door. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not a fit. Okay?
You
know, I'm sorry, but I can't support myself on my obligations. That's just too limited. But I appreciate the interview. Thank you very much. And just go. I mean, don't waste your time. You're putting yourself to a lot of mental anguish. I mean, but because you're feeling so desperate, you are willing to say yes to something that wasn't the fit. And that's what Jacqueline's trying to tell you, too.
Yeah, like in other words, I would have kept that for 4 hours and got another part-time job because, you know, it's hard to be without full-time work.
I know it. It's almost impossible anymore. I get that. Yeah.
I don't know, you know, and I just keep hitting a wall.
But I
one
think
company,
the next couple of weeks are going to be amazing. You might have more than one opportunity. So don't jump. Think, ponder, ask the right questions. And again, just use your brain before you say yes. Okay?
Yeah,
say,
I haven't
really
been
going.
It's
really going to be worth it for me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself some credit.
Yeah, because I don't want to go from. Yeah, because
right.
and Jacqueline, I don't want to go from job to job. I want to be somewhere that lasts a while. The other one lasted 8 months. The other one 3 years, and I just don't want to be somewhere for a week and then at the beginning. And when you go on an interview, they'll tell me you haven't found anything in a couple of months. One company asked me that. You haven't found any work since the end of November. I was embarrassed.
Right.
Yeah, and you should turn around instead of being embarrassed and say, I haven't found the right job yet.
No, you know what I answered him? No, you know what I answered him? Well, during holidays, like a lot of management's away and they have other priorities and, you know, they just hold on to the applications and they've finally gotten back to me. That's what I answered him.
That wasn't bad. That was okay.
Yeah, but I had to think of something.
But again, he put you on the defensive. He put you on the defensive, and I don't like that.
Yeah, that hurt me because that would have been a job that was decent, pays decent, and he never called. You know, he said, we're making our decision on Friday. I get there early for the interview, right in Delray, because, you know, I don't want to drive far. And then all of a sudden, you know, didn't call.
Yeah. Well, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and begin anew. And again, go in with more confidence, and remember, okay, you're going there to serve this company and get compensation that's appropriate. And that's what needs to be done, okay? And use your integrity as a calling card, because you're the kind of girl, you are going to show up early. You are going to show up for work. You'll even do extra if you get a good job. I know you, okay?
Yeah, and I dress professional and everything.
There's no reason for you to apologize to anybody. Yeah.
You want to hear this?
Anyway.
I didn't tell you. A couple of weeks ago, I went on another interview. Two gals had interviewed me. It was for insurance place, you know, a company. And then they said to me, the job is from 12 to 15 an hour. It starts at $12. Because, you know, unless you work for an insurance company before, and I said no, they said they will have to pay you $12 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know you're not going to apply for another job like that anymore.
No.
Wow.
No, but imagine that. $12 an hour?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know. But, Stacey, we've got to go to the next caller, okay, because we've got a bunch of people holding on right now, but we're going to give you words of encouragement tonight.
And also, have a happy Valentine's Day to both of you.
Thank you. You too, sweetie. All right, God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
right,
you both.
Bye. Tanya, it's crazy, right?
Life has interesting, colorful, crazy things it does.
I mean, aren't you glad we work for ourselves, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. The next caller is somebody we know and love. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I am so glad that you all know me and love me. Yay! And I in the time with you all know y'all love y'all more.
Aww.
I love y'all
happy
more.
Day.
What's up, Sylvia?
How are you like today?
Doing good. How about you?
Better, I'd be twins.
I am thankful, grateful, good, and gooder. That's what I claim in spite of. So here we go. Get sent an email. This is career. Got a response back. It's like, I just don't understand. I'm just now seeing this. Yeah, I guess you are just seeing that you're just getting back from out of town. But she didn't, it's like, I don't understand your decision. And what I offered you was for on a college level. I'm thinking to myself now, and I know they offer up to $27 to $29, but she didn't even bother to say, well, you know what, I'm going to check back with HR again. And it was like, AKA have a nice life, you know, I wish you well. I was like, okay. So it was no other need to reply. So here I am back at square one, career sectors, lady, and I'm still looking.
Good. Because, you know what, don't settle for less, sweetheart. And it's interesting because Mars is sitting right on your Saturn, and Venus is getting ready to move in on your Saturn in Capricorn. So
yeah.
I think you were just a little bit premature for the opportunity you're looking for. I think it's soon. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree. Pluto's getting ready to go over there. Venus is going to get over your Jupiter. There's going to be some action coming here soon. I just think you're jumping a little ahead. Keep your eye on the goal and keep your eye on the dream. And don't put up with other people's BS. That's all I'm trying to say.
I love
we
that.
Can't
mm-hmm.
get,
I am so cool, Jasmine.
I hear you loud and clear, Jacqueline.
She said that.
When you say don't jump ahead, what do you perceive me as jumping ahead? Because I don't want to get ahead of myself. I know I'm a, you know, Aries, I can do that, but I don't want to do that.
We were talking about this earlier today, earlier in the show. It's about envisioning it. It's about seeing it. It's about knowing it. And it's about, like Aphrodite said, walking out there and going, oh, hey, there's a squirrel over there. What's your name? There's a bird over there. Hey, what are you doing? You know, and walking along in your bliss, okay, knowing that it's going to come. Because, again, here, you've got all of these going through your 10th and then going through your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams. Something's going to shake here in the next couple of weeks, I'll tell you that.
And it's going to be so spiritual, but it's also going to be very grounded. It's going to be perfect. Yeah, it's right on you. It's right on you. So you're close, and that's why the last one didn't work out, because it wasn't the one, see? Because God is good. He's only going to give good things to his children, Sylvia, and you're one of his children, and we know that. So, know that, again, the divine is working with you. So if it doesn't work out, you are brought out of a pit. If you had gotten that, it probably would have been like a pit. No. So now you're going to rise up, and you're going to get a new vision, and you're going to see the horizon and say, okay, show me. Just like that. Don't make any specifications. All right, show me where I need to be. I am. My eyes are wide open, looking for a sign from you. That's all you got to do, babe. That's all you got to do. Okay.
Most definitely, and I totally agree. And medical billing coding school is not going to start until April. And I was going like, that kind of sucks, but it kind of, it's good, but it sucks because I wanted it to start it earlier.
Mm-hmm. Patience. See, that's what Jacqueline was telling you. You're ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? Things are in. If you're gonna believe in the divine timing. So the reason that's outside your April is because you're supposed to find something in between where your confidence level and your security is greater as you embrace the new learning. See? It's going to be in the right order for you, honey. Okay?
Okay. What do you all think about coding, learning coding for me?
I think it's something you can do easily. And I don't think that you're going to be exhausted at the end of the day. It's, you know, they usually have all kinds of things on the computer, and there's a lot of nuances to it. It can be a bit repetitive, but I still think it's going to create you an opportunity to get a job anywhere you want, okay? And I think it's going to give you something that's more universal. And I think that that's going to give you a lot of confidence, okay? And I think you need that right now. Okay.
Yes. Well, happy Super Bowl Sunday. Happy Valentine's Day coming up. Have a great Sunday and a great week. And I'm going to go and yield the flow. Keep listening while you ladies keep doing y'all great, wonderful thing. Ti amor más. I love y'all more. That's what they mean in Spanish. And I'm studying Spanish, too, because I'm really, really,
like
really
it.
Working hard.
I like
and,
it.
Because
that's
I would love to become
to have,
sweetheart.
I like
yes,
it.
A contractor as a translator.
That, I'd love to see you do. I like that.
All right, Tria, I want to keep you on hold so you can listen as well. Okay, all right. God bless.
All right.
The world, she's always changing. All right. Let's see, you are ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 518, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Doing well.
Great, how are
Is
you?
Is this Amla?
Oh, hi, what?
Is this Amla?
No. My name is Val.
I'm sorry?
My name is Val.
Oh,
hi,
I
Val.
Know. How are you? You sound
hi.
Have it falls in.
Oh, no, not. It's just me.
What's your birthday?
10/12/69.
And do you know what time you're born?
I do. Yes, I was born at 2:10 p.m.
Excellent. And what city were you born in?
Schenectady.
All right.
New York, right?
Yes.
Just making sure. I want to make sure your chart is perfect.
Well, thank you.
So are you having a good day today?
Yeah, it's been nice so far. Thank you.
And
you?
What special question did you have for us? Oh, good.
Good. I'd like to know what you see about love. Is someone new coming in? Is someone old coming back? Or am I going to die a lonely cat lady? No.
Now, are you still living in Schenectady?
I am.
Okay. I wanted to know where you are on the planet. Well, you know, I love cats. I have 4 beautiful rescues, by the way, just to let you know.
Yay! Awesome. Well, my last 2 seem to have been rescues. I found them both outside at different times. Like at one point, I had my little girl. She was about between 17 and 18 when she had to take her final nap. And then this one I found outside almost maybe 9 months ago. So he's about 1. Like, he was a wee little guy, just a few months old. So I think they're rescues from the street. And the one before that,
They came to my front door, all 4 of them.
That's awesome. Are they all indoor?
As far as love is concerned, what are you looking for in love? What do you envision for love?
Someone who's great, someone who will treat me like a queen. And I don't mean like he doesn't have to buy me everything under the sun. He can if he wants, but no, someone who will just have that utmost respect for me, that when people are around, they're like, wow, he adores that girl. Someone who is kind, someone who's a hard worker, someone who just is fun and laughs and just I don't know, just an all-around good guy. Can't have children. Never married before.
Good luck with that.
Well, I won't. That's like a deal breaker for me.
Even if a person hasn't been married before, it doesn't mean they didn't have a long-term relationship.
Right, I get
that. You get
that
to a certain age, and everybody's got a relationship history, okay?
Oh, right. I'm very serious about marriage. You don't get married. And I'm sorry, I'm going to offend a lot of people here. Forgive me. I am one, I believe, when you get married, except for 2 reasons, you do not get divorced. You stay and you make it work. You don't stay in 9 years and say, I'm just bored, I'm leaving now. No, you stay and make it work.
But what if the woman left him? What if the woman divorced him? What about that?
I'm very sorry for him. I really am genuinely sorry, and that sucks. And she shouldn't have done that. If she just woke up and said, I'm not in love with you anymore, shame on her. But I still don't, not for me. I only want to get married and get married once.
It's not his fault.
And I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry for him. I really, truly am with every bit of my soul.
You're a very deep and intense girl with your emotions, what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
That Scorpio moon, okay? And you're looking for perfection, okay, is what you're looking for.
A what?
And when you're looking for perfection. You're a Libra sun, okay? One-to-one relationships are most crucially important to you. That's the reason why you have such strong values about it. You have a Mars in Capricorn, and that Capricorn is all about honor, duty, responsibility, and obligation. So I understand why. Oh, and I forgot the main most important thing here. You have a Venus in Virgo. You are looking for one and only one, and that is it. And you're looking for total perfection. And what I am going to say is you have to believe it first, okay? What you have, being a cardinal son like myself, I'm a Libra like you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I see you, okay? Being that cardinal Libra, what the issue is control. And I say let go, let God, okay?
What do you mean control?
Because you're dominant, you're controlling, okay?
Me?
When you do, yeah, you want it, and you want it one way and only one way, okay? That's the
no,
way you do it.
No, I'm so flexible.
Okay.
I'm a super flexible person.
Okay, so here again, you're saying you're flexible, but you list a litany of a list of what you will not accept in a relationship.
Well, we all have things we won't accept.
Is that not controlling? Should we have that? No, because we don't know who's best for us and who's not best for us. The universe does know. And when we open up to the universe, we can see a greater picture. And that's what I'm trying to say to you. And I'm not saying that you're going to get married to a man who's been previously married before or that you can't have everything on your list. But what I am saying is that you stand on it staunchly instead of going, I know that this one's out there and I'm just going to wait until they show up because I know they're going to arrive to me and come to me. And I want you to look at it, and what I'm asking you to look at is in a different picture because you look at what you don't want, but you don't look at what you do want and what direction.
Oh, I thought that was the first thing I gave you was what I want, someone who's kind, someone who...
Yes, it was. It was the first thing she gave us, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I do know that, yes, you do want to be adored. You do want to be the only one. You want to fall head over heels in love, and that person
that's
not
the same necessarily.
Moment. And I understand it. I understand it. And I agree with you. There's nothing like that, having been there, okay?
Oh, I don't expect to fall head over heels. I mean, it might take a while, but, I mean, maybe eventually, yeah, I'd love to really love that person I'm with, but I know sometimes it can take time to build, you know. I don't expect it to be love at first sight, like, oh, my gosh, I have to be with him. Okay, he's interested. Oh, this is it. You know, the last love of my life, so I thought. Took me a long time to really fall for him.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And here again, it is about being open, and I'm still going to try and make my point of it's about, no, I'm going to be open, and I'm going to see what's coming at me, and I'm going to wait until I know which one's right and wrong for me. I'm not saying rush into anything. But what I'm saying is be open. Trust that there is another one. You're a Libra. There's another relationship around the corner, I guarantee you. You don't have a problem attracting others. What you do have a problem is, well, I shouldn't say it that way. It's not there yet. And when you start to form it, you will find the right mate, is all I'm trying to get to with you. So trust the process. And your mate will show up at the right time. I guarantee you.
Okay, because I haven't even been asked out on a date, and I can't even tell you how many years. And I'm attractive. I'm fun. I'm outgoing. I'm easygoing. I'm flexible. You know,
that's
so
it.
I'm like, well,
here
even
again,
a date, a single date.
Because I say that it is about trusting the process. You doubt the process. And it is about your faith that is going to bring you the right one.
Oh, I have a strong faith in God. I have a very strong faith in God.
But do you have a faith that this one's going to show up at your doorstep or this one's going to show up right in front of you? That's
no, I just ask the Lord to bring me a very nice guy into my life who will, you know, treat me well and, you know, vice versa. And nobody. That's why I think I'm going to die the lonely cat lady because I've asked, I've prayed on it.
And that's my point, is your fear is blocking you from finding that one.
And I say,
but God can create,
no,
God can overstep no, that fear and bring somebody.
But you need to, the lesson is you knowing it within yourself that it's going to happen. That's the lesson in it. Because you're a Libra sun, one-to-one relationships are your major thing in your life over everything else. Your one-to-one relationships are the most important. And it's you believing in it, not praying to God and saying, you know, hey, bring him even though I fear it. It's, no, I believe it, and it's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. And once you do that, you'll be surprised at what shows up.
Huh. Okay.
Just be in it to win it, girl. Be in it to win it. Okay? And we got some nice planetary energies moving through your first house. What are you doing socially?
Let's see. I get out with friends. I do volunteer.
Nice.
I, you know, hang out with people if I'm invited. I try to get out. Every now and then you're a little tired or you don't have the money to do everything. You know, I go to a lot of live shows. I work.
That's good.
I do like,
so you're doing
I
all
do
the
like
right
my alone
things,
time.
So,
yeah, I know.
But have that expectation that somebody magical is just going to show up. Every time you go out, no matter where you go, have the expectation that your prayers are about to be answered, right? Okay, so continue. We've had a terrible Capricorn parade going on, okay? And all these Capricorn plans over the last couple of months, they've been squaring.
Yeah,
your
but I'm
Libra,
talking
okay?
years. I haven't even had a date. I don't even get asked
well,
out. And I look presentable when I go out. It's not like I'm looking all scraggly. And I have a good personality. I radiate great energy.
Right. But you might not be in the right place at the right time just yet, but know that that will happen. Know it. Don't think it. Know it is what Jacqueline's trying to tell you. Have that knowing. Say, he could walk around the corner at any moment, right now. Don't live in the past. Don't think about the years that have gone by. Think about now, sweetheart. Think about now, okay? And say, he could walk around the corner right now. Really. And keep yourself
should I go stand outside?
Open.
No, I'm just kidding. It's pretty cold, so no, he's going to have to walk around the corner till the morning.
Yes, I think so.
All right. Well, we're already off the air, so I'm going to let you go. And you keep us posted, but I think you should keep your eyes open because right now you've got some interesting hits in your chart. Tonight the moon is sitting on your north node in Pisces, a sign of unconditional love and forgiveness. It's imposing and attracting tonight to your Venus, your planet of love, in your eighth house of the unseen. So I know you haven't seen him yet, but I do know that it is important to know that you will live the dream when it's the right time and the right guy. And I have a feeling you're on the trail. Go for it. Just take your time. Don't get discouraged because discouragement is sneaky. Don't let that get in your craw, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll say, okay, it's a new day. It's a new way. I'm going here tonight. And anything that's happened in the past that, oh, this isn't it. This isn't it. This is not working. Let that stuff go. Don't live in the past. Right now there's no planets retrograde this month and next month. I would have a fresh start and go out there and be wide open to just have a conversation, to talk to people. And, again, there's nothing wrong with you initiating a conversation, by the way.
Oh, I don't have a problem
so,
with that either.
Okay.
No, you don't.
So just continue is what I'm going to tell you tonight, okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, ladies.
And,
thank
us
you so very much. I sure will.
God
I appreciate
you.
It. God bless you both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy that you called in or listened tonight. And so, anyway, we'll be here next Sunday night from 6 to 7. Jacqueline, you tell them where they can find us.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can call me at 540-613-1070. Have a beautiful Valentine's Day and a beautiful week. God bless.
Happy Valentine's Day. Good night.
Good night.